Welcome back to Curated Advice on Better Living. And now your host, Khaled Sultan.
Hey guys, Khaled Sultan here. And if you're one of the regulars, welcome back. Today I'm doing something different from the usual, and that's going solo. So honestly, the reason for that is some of my guests have COVID, others are in quarantine, and it seems like everyone's got the Omicron at the moment. I just saw a buddy of mine who got out of quarantine. He tested negative. So I hope I don't get it. I don't know if that's how it works. I'm not a doctor. I had Delta last year and that sucked. When it comes to getting people on the podcast, I have a long list. But the thing is, I don't want to rush the process because I'm focused on quality. So one thing I always do before bringing someone on the show is I would go out with them for coffee. I rarely make exceptions to this unless, of course, I know someone really well. And it's just one of my approaches to interviewing. I picked it up while being an interview producer for television and then moving on to radio. And maybe I'll get into that in more details in another episode if that's what the audience wants, but that's not what we're here for today, right? We're here to talk about journaling, one of the easiest and most versatile habits you can develop. Many of my friends know I'm constantly recommending everyone to give it a go. People that do come back to me saying it had tremendous benefit. So journaling is a timeless art, popular among Stoic philosophers, as well as leaders, writers, other thinkers. It's useful for clearing your mind, to generating ideas, tackling negative emotions, aka the inner critic that we all have in our head, to working through trauma and anxiety, and this can help almost everybody. Let's not mention it's way cheaper than therapy, which is great, but not everyone has access to therapy, right? It's expensive. And yes, also talking to friends and family is great if you're lucky enough to have that kind of support circle, but sometimes you'll come to find paper has more patience than people. I said that to a buddy of mine literally the other day while we were on the way to jiu-jitsu class, and he stopped for a moment. He was like taken back, repeating the phrase, paper has more patience than people. You know it's true. This is one of the first habits I recommend for someone wanting to improve their lives. Why? Because it's easy. You can literally do it anywhere. All you need is a notebook and something to write with, and you're good to go. I'm all for taking small steps, easing into things, so whenever I've jumped into something way too quick, it never worked out the way I expected it to. Something you learn with time, I guess. So anyways, I've had many people, including my brother, who've come back to me thanking me for helping them build this habit or encouraging them to do so. I didn't really do anything. They're the ones that did it. And it's not like I'm perfect. It's just that journaling is very easy and it's very rewarding. And in my brother's case, I spent countless conversations telling him about the benefits before he even tried it. In fact, he kept on asking me every time, "What are the benefits again, bro?" As if he wanted me to sell him on it. I swear I started to sound like a broken record, but it works. It's an easy and cheap self-help tool that you can approach in any way that works best for you. Another thing that people say when I try to get them to start, and I try to convince people to do it because I know it will help them. You know, they're telling me their problems and I'm like, you should give writing a go. You have no idea how many people could benefit from writing things down, having a dialogue with themselves. So what I find is sometimes people are hesitant and they get caught up in the details, like when should I do it? How should I do it? Paper or laptop? And I always tell them the same thing every time. Don't overthink it, just start. I like the way that Ernest Hemingway put it, and he said, "My aim is to put down on paper what I see and what I feel in the best and simplest way." Notice how he said simplest way. We'll get into more details and my recommendations soon on this episode. Now look, for me, there's only one reason to keep journaling, and that's to manage myself. Especially since I worked in television, radio, and I'm pursuing this creative endeavor with the podcast. Not to mention, I used to be a chronic overthinker and a little bit all over the place. Anyways, we'll get into that in a moment. Point is, there are many reasons to journal, but for me, it's reflection. Working through problems, clearing my head, or as Tim Ferriss, a well-known author and podcaster, brilliantly puts it, it's about trapping the monkey mind on the page so I can get on with my day. In a nutshell, it's a self-improvement tool, a form of self-therapy, an internal dialogue. And how do you expect to improve yourself if you don't know yourself? American philosopher John Dewey brilliantly puts it, "We do not learn from experience, we learn from reflecting on experience." Now look, whether you've journaled like on and off in the past or never before, hopefully this episode will give you the tools and direction to start or get back in the rhythm. And when it comes to falling off this habit, like many others, I do all the time. But then I try to get back into the flow and it's a journey. How to journal, different approaches, more on the benefits. We'll cover all that in the episode. And if you started before and stopped, like I said, start again. Let's take French painter Eugène Delacroix, for example. Hope I said that correctly. It's very likely I didn't. And if you're a French speaker, shoot me a message. Let me know how I did. So anyway, he said, "I'm taking up my journal again after a long break. I think it may be a way of calming this nervous excitement that has been worrying me for so long. So the point is, go pick up a notebook, pen, make a cup of coffee, tea, whatever you need to do, and just do it. Trust me, it happens to me all the time. I stop, but this is one habit that I keep coming back to. But how did I get started? I'm usually one asking people questions, but now I'm asking myself questions. So this is kind of like a self-interview. So literally over a decade ago, when I was a freshman at Northwestern University, I was taking an acting class with a professor named Ann Woodworth, one of those old school acting professors with thick red-rimmed eyeglasses who blurts out lines from Shakespeare. She'd make us do all sorts of gimmicky things like sit in a circle, pass a candle around, and throw out negative emotions. She made us embody different food items. I remember one time she was telling me to be a peach, and then she looked at me and she was like, "You're wrong. That's a red apple." And I'm like, "What? I don't know." Anyways, so she made us do all sorts of crazy shit, but there was a method to this madness. And if there's something I took away from that class, it's getting out of my comfort zone and, most importantly, journaling. You see, as part of our homework, she would have us write 3 pages every day, where once the pen touches the paper, you don't stop. It doesn't matter what comes out. You spill it on the page. There's no right or wrong. Handwriting doesn't matter. It's just a stream of consciousness. And as long as you did it, you got the grade. She didn't even read it, and thank God for that. It was literally a rant. So she would see that you've done it, she would tick it off, and you got the grade. Simple as that. So I did that, did well in the class, and I didn't think much of it. And after the class finished, life moved on, and I forgot all about journaling. Now, fast forward years later, I'm back home in New Zealand in my garage, going through boxes full of university books because I needed money at the time and I wanted to see what I could sell. You know, over there, you have this culture of selling things online. There's a website called Trade Me, which is basically like eBay in New Zealand. So I came across a book called Artist Way by Julia Cameron, a required read for that acting class. And I'll confess that during the class, I never actually read it. If anything, university taught me it was the art of winging it, and I was good at that. So anyway, at this point in my life, I took a gap year from master's program, and I'm reading lots of books, trying to figure things out, finding myself, as some people would say, spending a lot of time out in nature and reflecting. So I read this book, and I come across what Julia Cameron calls the morning pages, and it finally clicked. That's where my professor got the whole 3 pages thing from. In fact, it was the book that popularized the morning pages, or 1 to 3 pages, as others call it. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to read a little segment from the book, and I think that will give you some clarity. Morning pages are 3 pages of longhand stream of consciousness writing done first thing in the morning. There is no wrong way to do morning pages. They are not high art. They are not even writing. They're about anything and everything that crosses your mind, and they are for your eyes only. Morning pages provoke, clarify, comfort, prioritize, and synchronize the day at hand. Do not overthink morning pages. Just put 3 pages of anything on the page, and then do 3 more pages tomorrow. So morning pages, whatever you want to call it, is often one of the best ways to start, and it's how I got started. Once you've made it a habit, then you can go deeper. 5-minute journal, art journal, bullet journal, idea journal, night journal, whatever. Possibilities are endless. But remember, it's about finding what works for you. And that might change throughout the phases of your life. What I do now is I combine many elements to create my own approach to journaling based on, you know, what works for me. So we'll touch on that near the end of the episode. But let's continue to look at the morning journal, or the habit of journaling in the morning, because there's also night journal, and we're going to get into that. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor whose journals have been published and admired by many of those interested in Stoic philosophy, like myself, I also need to read more Stoic philosophy, was also someone who seems to have been a morning journaler, if that's a word. Whatever, we're linguistic pioneers, we do what we want and we go with the flow. So apparently he would jot down notes about what he was likely to face in the day ahead. He said, "When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. I think about all these things that I'm going to face in the day and how I want to be ready for them and how I want to respond to them. A healthy mind should be prepared for anything." That's the thing with journaling in the morning. Honestly, it gives you some clarity for the day and it centers you. And I take a similar approach, thinking about the day ahead, but obviously what I write down is probably nothing like what Aurelius would write. I'm not a Roman emperor. And I also don't do what Julia Cameron recommends, where once you write, you don't stop. I think that's a good way to start, to get into the habit, but I actually pause a lot. What I like to do with a morning journal is ask myself questions like, what will make today a good day? What do I need to get done? Who do I need to see? Do my decisions make sense? How do I feel about a certain situation? Could have I dealt with it differently? If so, how? Why do I keep procrastinating? Doesn't matter. The point is, whatever you're dealing with, put it down in a journal and you'll be surprised what you'll find. And you shouldn't have the expectations that it will always be life-changing, that you'll have crazy revelations. No, it's not a psychedelic trip. Oftentimes, it's me having a mundane conversation with myself. And at the minimum, you'll get a sense of clarity for the day. And if you struggle to find 10 minutes in the morning to commit, think about how much time that clarity will save you throughout the day. So anyways, there are some people who prefer to journal in the morning, like myself, and others at night. Now let's talk about journaling before bedtime. Often recommended by many therapists to tackle negative emotions and to empty the subconscious mind to help with sleep. I sometimes get carried away watching TV at night when I know I should be doing this, especially as someone who struggles to fall asleep, but I never claim to be perfect. You know what they say, help yourself like someone you're trying to help, because we often have great advice for others, for our friends and family, but when it comes to us, we neglect ourselves. So anyways, not to get sidetracked, journaling as part of a bedtime routine is especially useful for those who find it hard to settle their mind down, overthinkers, sort of like myself when I was younger. It's a great mindfulness exercise that helps manage anxiety, fear, negative thought. It's just a brilliant way to defragment your mind. We all carry worries around with us. You know, these worries are drowned out or temporarily forgotten amidst the noise of the day as we rush around for work, family, school, exercise, and all that shit. Nobody has time. Everybody's going through their day mindlessly. And when the busy day settles down and the television is switched off and we've logged out of our social media platforms, those worries, fears, and concerns make their way to the forefront of our minds. That's why many of us are in bed scrolling through Instagram. I do that sometimes. We're running away from something. And journaling is a good way to find out what it is. But it's not just about worries and fears and anxieties. When we're in bed, we suddenly start remembering important things we have to do, right? Shit, I have to send that email. I have to pay that bill. The car needs service. I forgot to, whatever, text this person back. Point is, these kind of thoughts are not good for a relaxed state of mind and a good night's sleep. By the way, I picked up the night journal from our university therapist, the only time I ever did therapy because it was provided by the university. So yeah, the way I like to see it is the night journal is a tool to empty out the subconscious mind. For me, this is a lot more of a stream of consciousness as opposed to journaling in the morning, which revolves around building a clear sense of the day to come. So you see, there's no right or wrong. I've combined elements of Julia Cameron's morning journal or morning pages and other approaches to find what works for me. Okay, look, if you have time to commit and you want to go even deeper, I have another recommendation, and that's clinical psychologist Dr. Jordan Peterson's self-authoring program, which is an amazing online structured writing program divided into three sections, past, present, and future. And no, I'm not getting paid for this. This is not sponsored. It's just something that I've done, I've committed to while I was back in New Zealand, and I gained a lot of benefit from it. The past authoring program helps you remember, articulate, and analyze different life experiences, both good and bad. This can be quite difficult, and honestly, you might struggle with negative emotions while having to dig deep into your past. I felt as if a lot of that stuff from my past had kind of gone away. I had overcome it through this program. Then there's the present authoring program, which has two modules. The first helps you understand your personality faults. The second helps you understand and develop your personality virtues. And finally, there's the future authoring program, which helps you envision a meaningful, healthy, productive future 3 to 5 years down the road and to develop a detailed, implementable plan to make a future a reality. Dr. Jordan Peterson always talks about having a goal, aiming for it, going for it, and if you miss, you can realign, but at least you're on the right track. So it's a great program. I finished it a few years ago and I highly recommend it, but it is a commitment and it does take, you know, quite some time. It's cheap. I can't remember how much it was, like $20. Definitely worth it for what you get, but it is a commitment. And if you just struggle to get started, maybe it's not the best approach for you. There are a ton of structured journals out there with questions already in them, which is fine, but you don't need that. If that's what you want, you can go for it. There's a bunch of them. You can Google it. But as a start, you can literally just take the morning pages approach. You don't have to do it in the morning. Once the pen touches the paper, you just don't stop until you've written 3 pages every day. Even if it looks like, I don't know what to say, shit, I'm journaling, blah, 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 what's going on? I don't know what, blah, blah, blah. It's fine. It's just a stream of consciousness. Just get it out there. So use the journal as a feedback mechanism, second guessing your own decisions. I'm a huge advocate for emptying your mind onto the paper. As you do, you'll start to notice things happening in your life, things you can't explain. And these are your dreams and desires manifesting, folks. There are no rules to journal writing. Be curious, be weird, do whatever you want. There's only your way of journaling, literally. Say whatever you want and remember. Make sure you know nobody's going to read it. That's a very important point. Some people keep their journals. Personally, I get rid of mine. Once I'm done with them, I never look back. I get rid of them. So when I was in the Czech Republic in Karvina, which is a small town by the Polish border, I was there in a rehab treatment center with my dad who suffered a back injury. And I spent nearly 2 months there with him. And the only way I remained sane was by reading and writing about my experiences and observations. I mean, nobody there literally knew English. I had nobody to talk to except my dad, who was doing these treatments most of the time. But I wrote a lot when I was there, and then I threw them away. To be honest with you, I kind of wish I could look back on them because there's a lot of hilarious things in there. But anyways, for me, journaling is usually in the morning with a cup of coffee. If you're trying to build a habit, it's good to connect it with something. So I make my morning coffee and I get my journal. Sometimes I also journal at night, depending on my intention. So if it's in the morning, like I said, it revolves around the day ahead, what I need to do, my goals, building a clear sense of the day to come. And if I'm doing this at night, it might be just reflecting on an event that happened during the day that I'm unsure about. There's no right or wrong. Just get a notebook and start writing. That is what journaling is about. It's a few minutes of reflection. It's a break from the world or a framework for the day ahead. It's a coping mechanism for troubles of the hours just past. Do it as many times during the day as you want. You know, just get a notebook pen, lay it out on your desk, on your coffee table. If you have work, maybe wake up 20 to 30 minutes earlier than you usually do. I know, that's tough. You can even use a laptop to type, but trust me, there's something about writing with hand. I don't know what it is. Find what works for you. Just know that it may turn out to be the most important thing you do all day. And that's a wrap, folks. That's a wrap for the solo episode. Hope you found value in it. And if you'd like to go deeper on this topic, I have additional links that you can check out in the show notes. Once again, if you've enjoyed the episode or you found value, spread the good word of the Lord. I'm kidding. But do share it around with someone you might know who might benefit from it. Also, leave me a review, and you can always reach me via my email or DM me on Instagram. Would love to hear how your journaling is going for you. I'm always happy to hear from people. All right, thanks for listening. Stay safe and take care until next time.
You've been listening to Curated Advice on Better Living. It's our passion to interview guests on their experiences to bring you different perspectives on personal development, on everything from healthy habits to mindset to relationships to functional movement and biohacking. We hope you've enjoyed the show. And we hope you've gotten some information that can change your mindset. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, we'll leave you with this from Bruce Lee.
Be formless, shapeless, like water. Now you put water into a cup, it becomes the cup. You put water into a bottle, it becomes the bottle. You put it in a teapot, it becomes the teapot. Now water can flow, or it can crash. Be water, my friend.